Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed, the top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, at the beginning of a new Perek and a new Mishnah, and the first Mishnah of Mesechta Todas, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, and the first two Prakim of the Mesechta spoke about Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and the next Perek spoke about Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, which discussed the Chiyuv to bring a carbon oil of Yared when one makes a Shavuos Bitoy, either Lahara Lahitiv, Lahaba, and we also spoke about the Isurim of making a Shavua Sheker and a Shavua Shav. Our parak now continues and discusses the Issa of Shavuos Ha'edus, and this is the third category of those Isurim where someone that is Oivan Es Issa will be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared. As we will see, that although b'negeid the other Isurim, one is only chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared if they were Oivan B'shegeg, however b'negeid Shavuos Ha'edus, one is chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared when they're Oivan Es Issa B'mezid. This Issa is spoken about at the beginning of Parak Hay in Pashas Vayikra, as the pasuk states, "V'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol Allah who eid ra yada im lo yagiv v'nasa avaynoi." And as we will see, that if someone knows edus for his friend b'negei adin mamnis, and his friends ask him to testify, and he tells them that I don't know any edus for you, and I won't testify, then under certain circumstances he'll be chayat to bring a carbon oil of yared. And our mishnah begins that since the concept of shvuas edus is only relevant to someone that is kosher for edus, and not relevant to someone that's Pasul for Edis, so therefore Shavuos Ha'edus Neheges by Noshim V'loi B'Noshim, so the dinim of Shavuos Ha'edus only applies by men and not women, as a woman is Pasul Edis, and similarly B'Rechaykim V'loi B'Krebim is only Noheg by someone that's not related, but if someone is related and therefore is Pasul Edis, then the din of Shavuos Ha'edus would not apply. And as we know that the Psul Kurva applies either if the aid is a curve to the Tevea or the Nitva, or if the Edim are craving to each other, and some say if the Edim are craving to the Dayanim, the Mishnah continues, B'ksheim v'lei b'psulim, and also applies only if the eid is kasha, but not if he's pasul, and for example, if he's a gazlin, and therefore he's pasul eidus. Finally, the Mishnah tells us a klal, v'ein neheges el bruin l'heid, that it's only going to be noig for those that are ready to say eidus, and the Gemara will be bothered that what is this klal coming to include, and why does the Mishnah have to tell us a general rule? And the Gemara will tell us that's either la'fuke melech or la'fuke misachet b'kovya. Our Mishnah continues, b'fnei bezdin v'shalei b'fnei bezdin m'piatzmai, that if a person actually swears that he doesn't know testimony, then it doesn't make a difference if he made that shvua inside a bezin or at a bezin, and in either case he'll be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared. And with piachirim ein chayavin at shichbu ben bezin div rameya, rameya holds that if a person doesn't make a shvua and instead he denies knowing any testimony based on someone else making a shvua, and for example, as Rashi states, kagoy mashpiani aleichem shetavoy v'taduni va'amru loy ein anu yoydin l'chaidus, and they respond that we don't know edus for you, and they didn't verbalize the shvua by themselves, so it would only be chayiv if they actually were kofer in bezdin, as Rashi brings from the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra, and they are only chayiv if they actually were kofer in a place that if they would have been magid and they would have said over their testimony, then it would have helped, and that is of course in bezdin, and the pasuk is speaking about someone that was mujmah of piachirim. And Rashi continues, "Alum pi atzma yalef Rameya b'gzeir shava k'nim farish b'gemara va'afilu chutzul bezin." And Rameya will learn based on gzeir shava that if the edim make a shvua mi pi atzmam, then they would be chayiv even if they were chutzul bezin. However, the Mishnah continues, "Bechacham oimim," and the Chacham argue on Rameya, and they hold bein mi pi atzma or bein mi pi achirim inon chayovim ash yichbru ben bebezin, that the only way that one would be chayiv for shvua seidis is only if he actually was kofim in bezin, and even if he made a shvua outside of bezin, they would still not be chayiv until they were kofer in bezdin. And the Mishnah continues, "B'chayoven al zodin hashvua v'ashigasa im zodin ha'edus." And since the parasha of shvuas ha'edus, the Torah doesn't use the word of v'nelam, therefore one is chayiv even if they were amazed. Similarly, they would be chayiv even if they were amazed as far as their knowledge of edus, and they knew that they had edus to say, and even so they lied. But the ma'ase they didn't know that they would be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yared. And as Rashi states, "Shemazidin heim v'yodin le'edus avol shoygim heim al ha'karbin." And Rashi references the Gemara in Daf Chav Vayom Beis, which discusses Shavuos Bitoy. And Rashi states that this is similar to Shigas Bitoy L'Shava, the Kimna Ba'im Yodei Ani Shavuos Asura, Aval In Yodei Shechayavin Alei Karbin. However, the Mishnah continues, "Ve'in Chayavin Al Shigasa." However, they would not be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared if they were completely a shogeg. And as Rashi states, "Im shogeg him legamri kesfum she'in yodin le'edus v'achein nizgru," that they thought that they don't know edus for him, and then they remembered, "Sharei nusim hein and like Karina." l'shakar, and it is not considered that they swore falsely. And Rashi, the top Rashi in the Mishnah, states that the way that we know that they have to be royal aides is because the pasuk states v'hu aid and b'royal aid diba kasev. And Rashi continues v'isha psul l'aides k'diyal pe'pirkin, as we will learn in a moment, based on the pasuk of amdu shnei anoshim, and we learn on noshim v'loy noshim. And the Mishnah stated that shvuas aides do not apply to kravim, as Rashi states psul l'aides b'sanhedrin yafilin la v'hayninu hasam afarish. And the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discuss exactly who are the kravim that are pasul aides. Rashi continues v'loy b'psulin k'moy gazlin shu pasul minatira nemal tashis eid chamas. And it's mashma from Rashi that the only time that someone will be potter from shvuas aides is only if he's pasul midraisa. But if someone is only pasul midrabanan, then potentially he would still be chayiv for shvuas aides. And the Mefarshim discuss this point. And our Gemara begins and is minari mili that how do we know that a isha is pasul aides? And the Gemara states that Tanar Rabbanan, as we learned to the Braisa, that the pasuk in Pasha Shaftim states, Va'omdu shnei noshim asher lohem ariv l'fnei Hashem l'fnei ha'kleinim v'ashaftim asher yu b'yom mahim. The Braisa tells us that when the pasuk tells you it's Va'omdu shnei noshim be'edim ha'kasu bin daber, it's referring to the edim, and we learn that the edim must be men and not women. And it's Rashi Barvon that even though the pasuk states Va'omdu shnei noshim asher lohem ariv, and it's mashmat speaking about the balidinim, however the be'edim ishtoi kra, that the pasuk is speaking about edim, the chsiv l'ilmine ki'yokim eid chomos be'ish v'samuch lei v'amdu, as since the previous pasuk is speaking about edim, therefore it's mashma that this pasuk is also referring to edim. Whether the brisa is atonim be'edim or ein elav balidinim, that how do we know that it's referring to edim? But maybe it's actually speaking about balidinim. And after the pasuk states v'amdu shnei hanoshim asher lohem ariv, however the gemara explains k'shu oim asher lohem ariv harei balidinim omar. If the Torah only wanted to speak about the balidinim, then the pasuk simply should have stated v'amdu asher lohem ariv hamani mekayim v'amdu shnei hanoshim. And why does the Torah state v'amdu shnei hanoshim be'edim akasa b'daber? It must be speaking about the edim as well, and we can therefore learn that edim must be men and not women. The Braisa continues v'im nafshecha loymar. And if you will ask me another question in order to prove that this pasuk is not speaking about edim and speaking about balidinim, then I will prove that this pasuk is speaking about edim based on gzeir shava as nemar kan shnei, as in this pasuk in pasha shaitim in pasuk yud zayin, the Torah states v'amdu shnei hanoshim and v'nemar l'mayla shnei. And in pasuk tasvav, which is two pasukim beforehand, the pasuk states lo yakum eid echa be'ish l'chol avayin l'chol chatas b'chol chayit ashiyechta al pishnei edim al pishloisha edim yakum davar. And therefore we learn gzeir shava malalam be'edim afkam be'edim, that just like in the prior pasuk was speaking about edim, so therefore in the pasuk that states v'amdu shnei hanoshim is referring to the edim, and we learn out anoshim v'loy noshim. And the Gemara now explains mayim nafshecha loyma, that since we already brought one mahalach, so what was bothering the braisa when it is them nafshecha loyma? As Rashi states mahoy loy lahoshav adarach rishayna. The Gemara explains that the braisa was bothered v'chitema midloy kasev asher lohem ariv kule krav balidinim mishtoi, that since if the pasuk is speaking about edim, then the pasuk should have stated v'amdu shnei hanoshim, which would refer to the edim, and then the pasuk should have said v'asher lohem ariv, which would refer to the balidinim. Therefore, the braisa explains that we have gzeir shava as nemar kan shnei v'nemar alon shnei mal alon be'edim afkan be'edim. The Gemara continues with a very similar Gemara, but the Gemara brings another braisa as tani idach. We learned in another braisa. Once again, the braisa teaches us that the way we know that noshim apostle is because the pasuk states v'amdu shnei hanoshim and be'edim akosu medaber. And once again, the braisa is ata onim be'edim or ein elu balidinim. And this braisa explains amrit v'chishnayim b'yin ledin shloisha in b'yin ledin, that certainly it's not necessarily the case that only two people will have a din Torah together and not three, since the pasuk states v'amdu shnei hanoshim, therefore it must be speaking about edim. And once again, the braisa states v'im nafshecha loymar, and if you will have a question on this verse mahalach, then I have a gzeir shava as nemar kan shnei v'nem alon shnei mal alon be'edim afkan be'edim. And once again, the Gemara asks mayim nafshecha loymar, that what would bother in this braisa that required a gzeir shava. And the Gemara explains v'chitema b'tevei v'ditma kabishtoi ikra, and if you will say that when the pasuk states v'amdu shnei hanoshim, it's actually just telling us that it was a tevei and nitba, and in a chinami it's just using adrenaline word for tevei and nitba, and even if there were multiple tevim or multiple nitbaim, we still use the lashon yachid in order to speak about tevei and nitba. And as Rashi states, v'afilu hein tevim rabim or nitbaim rabim b'din echad kol tevim karlu krochad v'chol nitbaim karlu krochad. Therefore, the brisa brought a gzeir shava as nema kan shnei v'nema alon shnei mal alon be'edim afkan be'edim. Ayin teisus du maschol shloisha im boin ludin, where teisus is bothered that l'maisa we can have three edim as well, and the pasuk actually states in Pasha Shaftim al pishnei edim or al pishloisha edim yakum davar. And Teisus states avul As since two Edom is enough, therefore most of the time only two Edom come and not more. But when it comes to a Din Torah, then all the Bali Dinim generally would come, and therefore the Torah wouldn't specify. And the Gemara brings a third Braisa, which is very similar to the first two Braisas, as Tani Idach, as we learned in another Braisa, that the Pasuk states, and we learn that Noshim are Pasul Edus. Once again, the Braisa is bothered, and this Braisa explains, Amrit, Noshim Boyledin, Noshim Ein Boyes Ledin, that certainly the words Vamdushnei Noshim have to refer to the Edim. You think only men come to a Din Torah and women don't come to a Din Torah, and therefore it must be that the words Vamdushnei Noshim refer to the Edim. Once again, the Braisa says, Vim Nafshe Chalema, and if you'll have a question on this Mahalach, so once again, we bring Gzeir Shava, as Nemakan Shnei, Venem Lalon Shnei, Malalon Be'edim, Afkan Be'edim, and once again, the Gemara asks, Mayim Nafshe Chalema, what would be the Taina on the first Svara that the Braisa requires Gzeir Shava, and the Gemara explains, as Bechitema Isha Lav Urcha, Mishim Kol Kvudu Bas Melech Pnima, that maybe Inachinami, when the Torah states for Amdu Shnei Anashim, it's referring to the Bali Din, and Inachinami, the Torah is speaking about the Urcha Da'ara, as generally men come to a Din Torah, and women will send a Shliach to Bezdin for them, as it's not normal for them to come to Bezdin, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim of Kol Kvudu Bas Melech Pnima, Mimish Besay Zav Levusha. Therefore, the Braisa brings Gzeir Shava, as Nemakan Shnei, Venemal Alon Shnei, Mal Alon Be'edim, Afkan Be'edim, and Ayin and Taisis Dibu Maskol Kol Kvud Bas Melach Pnimo, that Taisis is in Taima, Hashnami Da'ir Be'edim, Minoli Lemute Noshim, Dilma Hod Naka Kura Noshim, Mishum Nechol Kvud Bas Melach, that even though we now prove that the Pasuk is speaking about Edim, but maybe the reason why the Taisis speaks about Anoshim is because it's Orchid Milso that the men testify, and who said that the Pasuk is coming Lemute Noshim, and Taisis answers Ve'ishlema, Dega Be'edim, Al Kochach Tzuchim Lovoi, De'inei Mipi'ed Kosher, Avodin Yechoy Limsa Taniseo Biad Acher, Ayin Shom. And we continue with the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, and keep in mind, although we just stated that words of Amdu Shnei Anashim refer to Edim, but as Rashi explains, that certainly the Pasuk of Amdu Shnei Anashim also refer to Bali Dinim, as the Pasuk states, V'amdu Shnei Anashim, Asher Lo Hamariv Lefnei Hashem. And keep in mind that certainly, as we learn on Amud Beis, at the time that the Edim testify, that certainly they have to be standing, and our Braisa tells us, V'amdu Shnei Anashim, mitzvah l'Bali Dinim Shiyamdu, that the Tanakam holds that's a mitzvah for the Bali Dinim to also be standing. However, Rabbi Yehuda argued in the Tanakhama and states, Shemati, that I've heard, Shemratzu lohoish v'shneim v'shivin, that Bezdin wants to tell the Bali Dinim that they could sit, then they could tell both of them to sit. Rabbi Yehuda continues, Ezeu asa, and where would it be asa? Lo yehi echad oimeid v'echad yoishev, echad midah b'kol tzachoy, v'echad oimelei katzer devarecha. And certainly Bezdin can't tell one of the parties to stand, and one of the parties they were allowed to sit, and he can't tell one of the parties that they could speak as much as they want, and meanwhile they'll tell the other party that they have to be short. Ayin Rashi Shlei Echad Oimer VeEchad Yoshev Shlei Yir Chaverish Mechabn Isa Yosim Menu VeYistatmu Tovarav, and he will get nervous and he won't be able to speak properly and he won't be able to say over his tainus properly. And there's a machlekes as to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as some say that the only way the Bali Dinim could sit is only if Bezdin gives them permission, and others say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require them to stand at all and they could sit no matter what. And keep in mind that we will see in Amud Beis that certainly Rabbi Yehuda is Moed the Chachamim that the Edim have to stand, and even the Bali Dinim have to stand at the time of the Gemar Din. Ayin Tesis Dil Maskol Shim Ratzu Bezel Hoshiv, that Vahid Sanhedrin Per Koyin Godol, the Omle Shim Ben Shetach, the Shim Ben Shetach stated, Yana Yamayo Raglecha Vi Idu Becha, Osid like Rabbi Yehuda, that's going not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tesis explains, Uluday Beshas Gemar Din Havo, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say that that story was at the time of Gemar Din, and Beloy Beshas Kabbalah say the Shu Tchilas Din, and therefore the Lashon of that Gemara cannot work out if you're Rabbi Yehuda, as that Gemara states, Vi Idu Becha, and speaking about Kabbalah Seidus. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, and the Gemara will bring another Makar to the same din, as the Pasuk in Pashuk Kedeshim states, Lo Sasu Ovo Ba Mishpat, Lo Sisa Pnei Dov, Lo Seda Pnei Gadol, B'tzedek Tishpada Misecha, and we learn, Shalehi Echad Yeshiv, Echad Eimeid, Echad Midah B'kot Tzachoy, V'Echad Eimeloi Katzad Devrecha, Dov Echad B'tzedek Tishpada Misecha, Havidon Ischavrecha L'Kaf Schus, and as Rashi states, V'loi B'din Bali Dinim HaKasu B'daber, and the Pasuk is not speaking about litigants, El Burei Chaveri, Isid Dov Shati Yoch L'Achri L'Tzad Averi L'Tzad Schus, but it's referring to someone that sees his friend that does something, and he can either interpret it as him doing something that's good or something that's bad. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbi Yisif, the Rabbi Yisif Torah Braisa, that the Pasuk states, B'tzedek Tishpada Misecha, Am She'itcha B'Torah V'Mitzvahis, Hishtadu L'Dayno Yofa Yofa. And we read the Pasuk as if it states, B'tzedek Tishpada separate Am Shetcha B'Torah and Mitzvahs, you should make sure to judge them fairly and properly, and we will see what this means in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ulu B'Reid Rav Eloi, Havalei Dina Kamed Rav Nachman, Rav Ulu B'Reid Rav Eloi had Din Torah in front of Nachman, Shalach L'Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef sent a message to Rav Nachman, Ulu Chavreinu Amis B'Torah and Mitzvahs, that Ulu, our friend, is together with us and is part of a nation of Torah and Mitzvahs, and Omar L'Mai Shalach L'Chanufalei, Rav Nachman said to himself, certainly Rav Yosef did not send this message to me in order to flatter Ula and to make sure that I pass like Ula and Hoda Omar, and therefore he realized that L'mishra B'tigrei, that it must be that Rav Yosef sent this message in order to make sure that I judge his din Torah first and I don't make him wait. And we continue on Daf Lamed Beis, Inami L'shuda Dainei, or in order to tell me that he's a Talmud Chacham, that would be an Afkamina if the Psak in his din Torah is Shuda Dainei. As Rashi explains at the top of Daf Lamed Beis, Yesh Din Shein Tala Bruyas Edim V'loi B'shvua, El B'mash Leva Deyonim Noita L'skos L'chayiv, Kagoyim Hanach T'ksubis. And as we learned on Daf Pehei Amed Beis and Ksubis, Ahuda Amaluhu Nechasa L'tuvya V'asu Shnei Tuvya, that it was a person that wanted to give his assets to Tuvya, and then two people with the same name came to Bezin, V'amirin Hasim Shuda Dainei, L'misha Dain Roya Shu Roya Lassis Loi Matana, and the Yonim could decide who is it more important to give this Matana to. And Rashi brings another example, Inami L'shnei Shtar Shtal Mecha, Shinichtu V'biyei Mechad, V'en Yadu L'mi Masa Mecha Shtar Yitchila, Amirin Shuda Dainei, Afkan Kach Shalachli. Rav Nachman understood, Rav Yosef sent him this message in order to tell him, Im Adin Talu B'shuda Dainei, Zer Roya L'skusoy, Shechachem Tzadiku. Rashi explained, the Shuda is Lashon Hashlacha, K'nimet Kaminon, Yor V'yom, Shadu B'yomah, that is thrown to the Yonim, and the Yonim can make a decision based on facts that are before them. And Ayin entices at the top of Amid, Inami L'shuda, L'pirish Rabbeinu Tam, L'mfarish L'shuda, L'mishi Yirtzah, Dain Litein Yitein, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the Yonim could decide who to give this item to based on their own decision, and they could just do it based on who they like better. Tzarech Leimed D'Hachay, Bal Din Shechneg Du Tam Chacham, in this case, the Bal Din was also Tam Chacham, but Yori Shem Yitein Loi, Yid Omer Tam Chacham Koidim, Gabi Nechasev L'Tuvya, Ulkach Shalch Leish, Shigam Zet Tam Chacham, V'yasa Shudol L'mishi Yirtza. Let's go back to the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara explained L'mishra B'Tigrei. Rashi explained in Bo Shnei Din L'Fanecha, Ve'echem Hem Shel Talmid Chachamim, Havi Paisik Oisei Tchila, Petar Oisim L'Fanecha, and Ayin Tesis at the Banan Amud, L'mishra B'Tigrei, Kishabo Shnei Din V'Bas Achaz, that certainly we're talking about a case where both of these Dinei Torah came in front of them at the same time, Din Bo Din Echot Tchila, as if one of the other Dinim came first, then Tzarech L'Akdimoy, then certainly they have to go first. Certainly Rav Nachman would not be able to judge the Din of Ula first, as the Gemara states in Sanhedrin, Katan Kagodl Tishman, and then Taisa states, Inami, Asei de Kvaidat Teir Adiv, Kedaminim Perk Basadik Subas, that in a Chinami it could be that Rav Nachman could judge the Din of Ula first, since he was a Talmud Chacham, Ayin Sham, and Ridvar brings down two different Shitais, as Das Rabbeinu Amei Alevi, the Lutzur Rabbanon, the Shirin Le Tigre Bereshai, Haino Afilu Paschal Binin Achrina, and even if you even started another Din Teira, you could still go and start the Din Teira of a Talmud Chacham. Ridvar then brings, Rabbi Say, Oymrim Sheze Inoi, the Asu Bedina Dachrini, Oysu Bemitzvu, Shapata Mikal Mitzvus, Vafilu Mitzvah Rabba, Vale Omer Lemishu Tigre Bereshai, El Shaafel Pisha Bolo Fun of Kaidmul Zeb, Balidina Machirim, the Kaim Loga Kotim Kogodal Tishman, Lutta Isa Rishim Rishain, Misalkin Lomisha Masei, the Kavaida Teira, just like the second Pshat of Taisis, and from the Lashon of Rashi, it was mashmo like the first Teretz of Taisis, Ayin Sham. Also, Ayin Taisis Diu Maschel, Lamai Shalchli, and Taisis points out, having Motzel and Meimor, that the Gemara could have answered, La Fuchir Biskusei, can I mean in Parakokas Ve'a Kodesh, basically, that should be a schus for me, the Chiyasa Tzur Rabban and Kamele Dino, that when a Tam Chacham would come to a Din Teir in front of me, Le Medmina Reisha Bisadio, I wouldn't lie my head down on a pillow, Ad Mahapchi Biskusei, until I was Mahapich in a schusim, and therefore we see that we try to find schusim for Talmud Chacham. And before we continue, let's point out that although in Kol HaTorah Kula we're not memayit noshim from the word anoshim, however, since in the previous psukim the Torah speaks about edim and it states al pishnei edim or al pishleisha edim yakum davar, and now it speaks about anoshim, therefore we learn out anoshim v'loy noshim. And our Gemara now continues amar ula machlekes baledinim, that even though we saw machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Chamim if the baledinim have to stand or not, that was dafka b'negei baledinim al be'edim divra kol b'amida, but certainly the Edim have to stand when testifying. Chsiv, and as the Pasuk states, V'amdu shnei anoshim, and as Tais points out, She'samchul shnei anoshim, as the Torah states, the word V'amdu right next to the word shnei anoshim, and V'loi chsiv, and the Pasuk didn't say, U'shnei anoshim asher lehem ariv yamdu. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Machlekes b'shas masa umatan, that the Machlekes between Rabban and Rav Yehuda is during the time of masa umatan. However, b'shas gemar din, the Re'akol, that Yonim b'yeshivu, Baalidin and Ba'amida, that certainly at the time of the Gemar din, the Bezdin will be sitting and the Bali Din are standing. And as the Pasuk in Pasuk Yisrael tells us, Vahim Machras, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpat Yisham, Vayam and Om Moshe and Abayka the Orev. We see that Moshe was sitting and the rest of the nation, referring to the Bali Dinim, was standing. The Gemara continues, Lishnachrino, and others have the following version, Machlek is Bishas Masumatin, that the only time we have Machlek is between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is only at the time of Masumatin, Al Bishas Madin, Divya called the Anubi Yeshiva, Bali Dinim Bamida, which is exactly the same din that Rav Huna taught us. However, the Gemara continues with another Makar, the Eidun Kigmad Dindamu Uchsibuhu, Vomdu Shnea Nashim, that since the only thing that the Eidim have to do with is only their testimony, and therefore when they testify, that's considered like the Gemara Din, and the Torah tells us, Vomdu Shnea Nashim, therefore the same would apply to the Bali Dinim at their Gemara Din. And some say not to be gurus this Lishna Achrina, as even this Lishna Achrina, all that we see is the Bali Dinim have to stand at the Gemara Din, and we don't see that the Bezin has to sit, and from the previous Pasuk, we saw both Dinim. Number one, the Bezin has to sit, and number two, the Bali Dinim have to stand. And now that we saw this Gemara, let us go back to Taisis Diva Maschal HaKol Moedim Be'idus Tichsiv Va'amdu, and Taisis states for Oidei Shlema, the Koy Nami Asher Lehemariv, that the word Va'amdu is also going on the words of Asher Lehemariv, the Hainu Bali Dinim, of the Gemara Din, Kadaminim B'samach, and as we just learned, that the Bali Dinim have to stand during the Gemara Din, the Islag L'Okma Dumi De'idim, the Havik Gemara Din, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continued, the Bisu de Rav Huna, Havli Dina Kamed Rav Nachman, the wife of Rav Huna had a Din Torah in front of Rav Nachman, and Rashi's bothered that how could it be that the wife of Rav Huna went to Din Torah if we already stayed at Omid Aleph, and Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pnimo, and Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim. Therefore, Rashi explains, Mishu Mes Rav Huna, that Rav Huna already died, and therefore she didn't have a representative to go to Din Torah for her. The Gemara tells us, Omid Rav Nachman stated, Hechi Navid, what should I do? E Eke Mekama, if I will stand up for her because she's an Ishes Chava, so Mistatman Tanase the Baldina, then certainly that will cause the Baldin to lose his tainois and not to be able to tain it properly. And lo ikum kama, and if I don't stand up in front of her, eishes chava reyuk chava, and it's not proper. Amalei l'shame, so he said to his shames, tseva afrochalai by avza ushtei alavav ikum, go outside and make a goose fly towards me. When you throw it at me, I will get up, and this way she will actually receive the covid, as she'll realize what I'm doing. But meanwhile, the Baldin will not be istatim tanase, and as Rashi states, v'lo yovin zeh shebeshvila mati el pnei avos hapareach ubor lai. The Gemara now continues, and according to Rashi, the Gemara is just asking a separate question, as v'om amar machlek is b'shas masamatan ha'b'shas k'badin divrei hakol d'yonim b'yeshiva u'baladinim b'amida. Therefore, they ask Rav Huna that if the Baldin is a Talmud Chacham, at the time of the Gemara Din, the Baladinim will have to stand, and how would the Dayanim that have to sit be able to show covered to a Talmud Chacham that is one of the Baladinim? The Gemara explains, Yosef command the Shari Misane va'oma ish pleni at the Zakai ish pleni at the Chayiv, that Einuchanami, a dying could stand up just like someone stands up in order to untie their shoes, and at that point they're not standing and they're not sitting, and at that point he'll be able to say ish pleni at the Zakai ish pleni at the Chayiv. And as Rashi states, klima le'oimiv le'yoshev el ka'odim shiyata v'tzuim in a sandal. Some explain that the Gemara is actually asking a question on the last story with Rav Nachman, as how would Rav Nachman be able to remain sitting by the Gemara Din if Rav Huna's wife would be standing, and the Gemara gives the same teretz. And when we learned the Gemara about Efer Chalai Ba'avza, so we learned the Gemara based on the second teretz of Taisus, and let us see Taisus Diva Maschel Efer Chalai Ba'avza, as Taisus is bothered that how is Rav Nachman Yoitz's chiv of standing up for a Talmud Chacham or an Eishes Chavar, if Lemaisa no one would realize that he's standing up for her. And as Taisus explains, Afagad Be'in and Kimu Sheish Bohido Kedaminu Perakamad Gedushin Mikol Mokrim In Issa Shrei Eimiraya, that although Einu Chanami may not be Yoitz the Mitzvah, but he definitely doesn't have the Issa since Lemaisa stood up. Ve'Yidi Shloim, and then Taisus explains, as we explain in Gemara, the Hi Yisi Yadash Shabefenel Amad Shloi Asa El Mishlum Stinum Es Tainus Baladina. The Gemara continues that although we previously stated that by the Gemara Din the Baladinim have to stand, however, if the Baldin is a Tzur Merabonon, then he would not have to stand. And as the Gemara continues, Omer Rav Huna, Hai Tzur Merabonon V'Amar Oretz, the Islu Dina B'Hadei Adadi, that it is a Talmud Chacham and Amar Oretz, they have a Din Torah together, Meisvin Leiv L'Tzur Merabonon, so they would tell the Tzur Merabonon he could sit, Ola Amar Oretz Namim Milei Tiv, and then we tell the Amar Oretz that he could also sit, V'Yikoy Leslim Ba, but if he wants to stand, then it's not a problem. Now in Taisus Diva Maschel V'Omer Ma, B'Shas Gemara Din, and Taisus is bothered that since the Gemara just taught us that the Tzur Merabonon could even sit by the Gemara Din, so when the Gemara asked a question regarding the wife of Rav Huna, so why did the Gemara answer that she was sitting during the time of the Gemara Din? And Ayin Taisus points out, Afgav Dahi Yochel Yeshiva Kedam B'Samach that say the Kavatera Adiv, as the Maisa that say of the Kavatera is even stronger than the Din of Amida. Hachinami, I say the Kavatera, Shoyse Ishis Chavar, Ikalamema, Shle Rotzle Shiva, Shle Listim, Tainis Baladina, Afil Bishask Madin, Afal Pishagoma Tainis, and Tezik continues that potentially, since Rav Hun already died, therefore the Asay of Kavatayr was not strong enough to be Dechid as Din, and therefore she had to remain standing at the time of the Gemara Din. And the Gemara continues, Rabba Shavya, Havle Dina Kamid Rav Papa, Rabba Shavya had a dentary in front of Rav Papa, and Oisve, Voisid Namid Baldine, and Rav Papa told him to sit. He also told the Baldin to sit, also Shlich the Beidina Botashbe, Vukmi Lam Oretz, Vloy Omale Rav Papa Tiv, that the Shlich Bezin in Rav Papa's Bezin kicked this person, and he told him to stand up, as Lamaisi was in Am Oretz, and Rav Papa didn't say to Am Oretz, they should sit down. And the Gemara is, Hechi Ovid Achi, that how could Rav Papa do so, but Mistap in Tanase, but Lamaisi that will cause the Am Oretz to lose his Tainis, and he will feel that Rav Papa is giving more cover to the Tam Chacham, and he's favoring the Tam Chacham. The Gemara continues, Am Rav Papa, the Rav Papa explains, Meimar Oma, that the Am Oretz will say, Iu Ha'isvan, that Lamaisi Rav Papa told me to sit down, Shlichu Dolemifayis Minoi, and it's only the Shliach Bezin that doesn't like me, and that's why he kicked me and told me to get up, but Einach Hanami, Rav Papa doesn't hold anything against me and isn't favoring the Talmud Chacham. And Ayin Rashi, Dolim Efayis Minay, Le Yisisa Le Toiva, I never did a favor for the Shliach Bezin, and therefore he doesn't love me. The Gemara continues, V'om Rav Avhuna, Hay Tzum Rabbana V'am Oretz, Islu Dina Bahadi Adadi, Le Liktim Tzum Rabbana, V'leisiv Kamei Daina, Mishum De Mechse, Kamanda Sad Le Lidine. If the Talmud Chacham and Am Oretz have a Din Torah together, then as the Talmud Chacham comes earlier to the Din Torah, he should not sit down together with the Dayan, as when the other litigant comes into Bezin, he will think that he's discussing the case with the Dayan. And as Rashi states, Liliktim Velesil Vifnea Dayan, Kreid Mishiovi Baldinoi, Vafilu Yoshi Vishesik, the Mechse Kamad, the Mesadal Tanose, the Goyim Shechadu, the Matam Devar of the Dayan, the Oyvi Blaisisa Shemeshav, Kittel Kamon. However, the Gemara qualifies, Vle Amoran, El Vle Kfile Idne, Avakfile Idne Leslimba, has Meme Oma, Beidne Tarid, that this then only applies if this Tam Chacham doesn't have a regular Seyde Kavua with the Dayan. However, if this is the time that the Talmud Chacham has a regular Seyde Kavua with the Dayan, then it won't be a problem. Certainly the other litigant will realize that they're just learning together and he's not telling over his Din Torah to his Rebbe, and the Gemara will be an issue, as certainly the other party will realize that he's only learning with his Rebbe and he's not there for advice or in order to tell him his Tainos prior to the other Baldin coming to Beis Din. And as the Gemara states, Meima Oma B'idnei Tared, and the Gemara continues, V'omra Bar Huna, Haitzum Rabbanon, the Yodib Sadusa, Vizilu Be Milsil, Mezilu Be Daina, the Zutum in Ela Sudika made, like Lazel, that if there's a Talmud Chacham that knows Edus for someone, and it would be beneath his dignity to go in front of a Bezin that had that Yonim that are lower stature than him, and it'll be Leinu Lefi Chvedoi, then he doesn't have to go, and he won't be Oivan and Issa. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shisha Reda of Edi, Afanana Mithina, we also learned a similar din in Mesechtes Bar Metzia, Benegea the din of Aveda, as even though it is an Issa of Leisuchel Salim, however, the Mishnah teaches us, Masa Sakai Kupa, Vein Dakri Lital, Hareza Lital, that if a Talmud Chacham or someone that's in the Lefi Chvedoi finds a sack or some sort of a box, and it's not normal for him to pick up such an item, then he doesn't have to do so, and he won't be Oivad as Issa. And as the Gemara in Bar Metzia learned from the Pasuk and Pasha Shevtim that states, Leisira Shar Chicha, Oisei Nidachim, Vislamtamem, Hoshet Teshivim Lachicha, and we learn now, Pa'am Mishatim Salamem, and as Rashi and our Gemara states, Shein Dakri Lital, Imhoi Shaloi, as even if it would be his item, he wouldn't pick it up. Hareza Leital, Ein Muzala, Bele Suchel Salim, Yenema Vislamta, Pa'am Mishatim Salim, therefore, since it would be Ein Lefich Vaidai of this Surah Rabbanon, he wouldn't have to go and testify. However, the Gemara tells us, Hani Mil Vimayna, that the only time that we say that there's a Ptur based on Ein Lefich Vaidai is only when it's relevant to Mammon, for example, in our case, as well as in the case by Aveda, I'll be Surah, but if it would be relevant to an Issa Natera, Ein Chachma Vein Tfurim Vein Nitzel Neged Hashem, then the Pasuk of Mishlei would apply that Kalmok B'sheish B'chil Hashem Ein Cholkin Kovel L'Rav. And as Rashi brings an example, I'll be Surah, Kagoin Isha, Bolifnei Chacham Le'atiruli Nasei, and for example, there's a woman that comes in front of a Chacham in order to be Matah to get married. For example, she says that my husband died, B'tamu Zeh Yedei Shabbal L'Chai, and this Talmud knows that her husband is alive, then he can't say that I'm too Chashiv to go to this Bezin, and certainly this Ptur doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yema Havi Yodli Sadus L'Mazutra, Rabbi Yema knew Edus for Mazutra, and also L'Kameid Amema, and Rabbi Yema came in front of Amema in order to say Edus, and Svinu L'Kulu, and Amema told Rabbi Yema as well as Mazutra, as well as the other litigant to sit down, and Amalei Rav Ashi L'Amema, so Rav Ashi said to Amema, Va'amu Ula Machlekes Ubal Yedinim, Al Be'idim Divra Kol Ba'amida, but Ula stated that only time when Machlekes machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim as to the Bali Dinim sitting or standing is only mitigated Bali Dinim. However, certainly the Edim have to stand, and therefore certainly Rabbi Yehuda should have to stand. Or Malay, maybe we respond to Rabbi Ashi, Hayasei, Vahayasei, that the Pasuk of Va'omdu Shnei Anoshim that teaches us that Edim have to stand is an Asei, and the Chir to give cover to Torah is also based on a Pasuk in the Torah, as the Pasuk states, as Hashem al Kachatira, and we learn out from the word S, the Rabbis tell me to Chachamim, Maisa say the Kvayt Torah Adav, that the Asei of cover to Torah is stronger than the Asei that requires Edim to stand while they're testifying. And I am about to say, the Maschal Asei the cover to Torah Adav, in Tema, Koshkin Kvayt Melach, Shwe in Yachalim Chal Kvaytoy, and if so, Tais is bothered, but my Ukme Shim Ben Shetach, Liana Melach, Beper Koin Godel, Besanhedrin, Vishlema, the Shani Dina Fashis, the Chamiri, that since that was a din of Dina Fashis, therefore it's more Chamor, and even a Melach would have to stand up. And then Tais continues, Inami, that in the Chenami, the Asei of cover to Torah is stronger than the Asei of standing up for a Melach, as Bemakim Shein Chacham Lechal Kvaytoy, Chame cover to Torah, Mikavid Melach, Umashiach Limchal, and the only reason why a Chacham could be Michal is Meshum the Torah Delei, is because he has control over his honor and over his Torah. However, Melech cannot be Meichel is covered, as his covered is the covered of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara will now continue and bring 13 different limudim that we learn from the Pasuk and Pasuk Mishpatim that states, Midvash Sheker Techok, V'noki V'tzadik Al Tareg, Kiloy Atzik Rasha. This Pasuk tells us to stay far away from Sheker, even if it's not Mamash Sheker, but it's carved to Sheker, and therefore the Torah tells us, Midvash Sheker Techok, and the Gemara brings its first simon, and the simon is Sanigren Burg Zeles and Mirma, and Tanar Banan, we learned to the Braisa, Minayin L'dayin Shleyasa Sanigren L'dvarav, and how do we know that Dayan should not defend his position? And as Rashi states, Sanigren Imdon Din V'libay Naikvay Loi Mashutaya, if a Dayan is in the middle of a Dintaya, and he's not sure as to the Psak, and he thinks he may be making a mistake, then L'yachsev Dvarav L'havi Rayas L'amidam Shu Boish Lachsa, then he shouldn't be embarrassed, and he shouldn't try to find Rayas in order to strengthen his words, El L'chot Stodim Yachsa L'hoitzi Din L'amidai, he should make sure to judge properly, as Talmud Leimah Midvash Sheker Tirchok. The Gemara continues with the second din, Umenayin L'dayin Shle Yeshiv Talmud Bur L'fanav, Talmud Leimah Midvash Sheker Tirchok. How do we know that a Dayan should not have a Talmud that's an Amoritz sitting in front of him, as if he does so, potentially he will confuse him, and it will get him to Paskin wrong, and this is based on the same Pasuk of Midvash Sheker Tirchok. The Gemara continues with number 3, Minayin L'dayin Sheyidei L'chavei Yushu Gazlin, that how do we know if a Dayan knows that his friends are Gazlin, V'chein Eid Sheyidei B'chavei Yushu Gazlin, or if there's an aide that knows that his friend is a Gazlin, Minayin Shle Starf Imai, and how do we know they shouldn't be Mitzarf together with him in order to have a Din Torah, or in order to create Edim? And as Rashi points out, V'afal Pisha Edus Emes, and even though he knows that his testimony is truthful, or the Dayan knows that he's going to Paskin properly, however, Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk teaches us, B'dvash Sheker Tirchok, and the Gemara continues with the fourth Din, Minayin L'dayin Sheyidei B'din Shumurima, how do we know that if a Dayan knows that the Din Torah that was brought in front of him is really fraudulent, and although Reuven has proper Edim, it seems that Reuven is right, but the Maisa Dayan understands that Reuven actually created a fraud. That since the Maisa Reuven brought Edim that seemed to be right, then I will paskin for Reuven, and the noose of this Issar will be tied around the Edim's necks, as the Maisa Edim actually causes fraud, and the Edim are the ones that testified falsely. And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, Talmud Leimah Midvash Sheker Tirchok, and once again we have the Pasuk that teaches us Midvash Sheker Tirchok, and you have to paskin properly no matter what. And regarding the third case of our Gemara, Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, Dima Maskel Midvash Sheker, Shegurim Lifsek Din Al Pishnayim Edim, Ve'in Kan El Eid Echad, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, where he explains that the Asei of Kavod Torah is based on the Pasuk of a Data Pnei Zakein, and also Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel that he explains Sanigrain Kamoy Melus Yeshu, Klima Maral Baldin Hechyotain. He learns this Gemara differently than Rashi. He learns that even if the Dayan is giving truthful information to the Baldin, and he will help him win the Din Torah properly and honestly, however, Lemaisa, the Dayan will be Oiva on Midvash Sheker Tirchok. Keep in mind that at the top of the Amid, when Ula stated Machlekes Balidinim, Al Be'idin Divra Kol Bamida, and the Ritva learns that what Ula means is, Perish Bamidis Edim Balidinim, at the time that the Edim testify, then not only did Edim have to stand up, but the Balidinim have to stand up as well. And Ayin Ritva also points out that when the Gemara is, for Amamar, Machlekes B'shas Masam Atan, Al B'shas Gmar Din, V'Avagav Dahashta Loyhoi Gmar Din, Perish Rashi Zal, Kishayla Hisha Shoyla Talmud, Ma Yasa B'shas Gmar Din. Then Ritva brings down from Rabbeinu Meir, Ma Hoyle Loha Kovad Azesh, a Sefer Lovel De Koloin, B'shas Gmar Din, Yitzarach Lamida, Yehehu be Yeshiva. And finally, Agamor spoke about the dinim of Zaki Vein Lefich Vaidai, and Ayin Ritvel points out, Veshamina Mehacha, the Zaki Vein Lefich Vaidai, Ha'omagabe Ashavas Aveda, Hainu Tzera Banan, Umashun Kreit Terasai, Vulei Be'inish Da'am, Umashun Kreit Oishrei, as number one, that's Seishal Mitzvah Adiv, Oishiyite Mishiyas Vemakaimai, the Rai is the Hacha Legabe Sadusa, Lei Amru Leg Lezel, El Tzera Banan, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.